Item 5, 2014 Adopted Budget Amendment 1A007. From the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational report providing a status update regarding the development and execution of a comprehensive business outreach program that includes the promotion of the microloan fund, the revolving loan fund, and a series of educational seminars. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. And on April 9th, the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit considered this item and took no action.
Mr. Norris.
Good morning, Madam Supervisor and Supervisors. Just a real quick, brief history. Prior to coming into this position, this microloan program was instituted with the understanding that a bank was going to be servicing the loans, and in the 11th hour, for some reason, the bank elected not to do so. And usually the indication that was given to us is that the microloan, the process, that was not cost effective for them. So as a result of that, our department tried to look at other sources and to service the loan and didn't find any that was cost effective for the applicant to use. With that said, we elected to bring in the process ourselves to service the loan. We were fortunate enough to find an organization that will do the underwriting for a small fee of $200 for the applicants for the process. Since that time, what we have done now is decided, as I said, to process and approve and perform the administrative services for the processing alone, which will be held in our office. Again, the underwriting analysis would be done by an outside source for a non-refundable $200 fee per applicant paid by the applicant. And then we were able to secure an agreement with Tri-City Bank to be the custodial services. The accounts is held at Tri-City Bank, and the funds would go to Tri-City Bank. We were asked to look at any potential exposure to Milwaukee County if we serviced the loan. And in that effort, we formed a approval committee, which comprises of our department, risk, and from ISDS. If I said that right, the acronyms. So we have this committee, and we have put a process in place. We operationalized everything, and we concluded that the county has very, very, very risk exposed to it. Just briefly, let me just explain the process. The way it works is that when a applicant first has to have a contract with Milwaukee County, and that's collateralized. And then when they're paid, the county will pay, if the DBE firm is the prime, two checks were cut, one to our department, to Milwaukee County, and one to the applicant based on the agreement. Some will make like a lump sum payment. Others will like the payment spread out over 18 months. That makes our position very secure. If they are the sub, we would go in an agreement with the prime to indicate a similar payment situation. And so this is where we are at this point. Now, the only piece to the puzzle that is not complete is that we talked to various organizations that are servicing these loans, and we concluded from our analysis that most of these organizations are using a software program called Down Home Loan Program. And we took an opportunity to look at it, talk to the company, and it's very user-friendly, and it does a lot of the reporting necessary for servicing a loan. So we're very comfortable with that, and coupled with the fact that our staff is very confident based on the experience with the evolving loan program, we feel comfortable that we can do this. So we procured the software. We're just waiting for it to be delivered, and once we get it delivered, we'll start rolling out the program.
Committee? Mr. Rainey? Supervisor Rainey?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director Norris, is there an anticipated date when these loans can begin to be serviced?
Supervisor, I can get back to you. Like I indicated, we put in the procurement for the software, and once we receive that, we'll have a better indication of when we are starting. We don't want to get started until we have that in place.
Sure. Are you hopeful for 2014?
Oh, very much, very much. I don't want to give a date right now because I'm at the mercies of when it gets delivered.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair.
Anyone else? It somewhat irritates me because it seems to me we're doing work that bankers should be doing. And, you know, in the old days, and I've been around for a while, a bank understood that they were going to put some time into a into a loan, that might or might not, become a viable business. But ultimately, they did the work because it allowed the bank to establish a relationship with a business that could become a very good customer. Now they don't even want to do that. So once again, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. You know, we seem to have to step up because private business only wants to do that which gives them an immediate profit at the bottom line. And the services are no longer being provided by those kinds of industries. I do thank Tri-City Bank. I think they are a bank that's trying to show some good services, but it's a little bit irritating to me. And yet we all know that microloans are the place where businesses really get started. These little ideas that get some nurturing will eventually perhaps grow into a good bank. Although truly, some of those seeds will just not ever bloom. So that's my own editorial comment this morning. All right, if there's nothing further, Madam Clerk,
thank
please
you.
Call item
thank you.
Five.
And item six?
I'm sorry, item six.